Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, Preborn is a wonderful organization. You guys can support it by going to charliekirk.com and clicking on the Preborn banner. You're going to learn all about it this episode with Dan Steiner. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school chapter or start a college chapter today at tpusa.com. And get involved with America Fest. That is AMFEST.com, AMFEST.com. Candace Owens, Tucker Carlson, Kaylee McEnany, Greg Gutfeld, and so many others. That is AMFEST.com, AMFEST.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage. For personalized loan services you can count on, go to andrewandtodd.com, the wonderful andrewandtodd.com. So the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors continue to meet. The Maricopa County Board of Supervisors is doing their own presentation right now after public comment. And just one of the people that testified today was a poll worker, and he said just in the span of 1 hour, 525 people were disenfranchised. 1 hour. In 1 hour, 525 people did not have the ability to cast their ballot. Just in 1 hour. By the way, we have examples that have emailed us of people that have said, I voted in every election since 1981. I did not get a chance to vote this last election because of the lines, because I couldn't find a parking space. A created traffic jam, backlog, clogging of the plumbing by the Maricopa County supervisors. So you just do some very basic math. So there's 223 voting centers in Maricopa County. Polling places were open for 12 hours. So if you just say roughly out of 223 voting centers, if there was more or less 18 people per hour, 18, that's it, 18 people per hour that were deterred by the lines and didn't put their ballot through and promised to come back. Just 18 people per hour per voting center, that is 44,600 people that very well might have been disenfranchised. Kari Lake was winning 73% of these voters. And for me, this actually gives me, I know in a very bizarre way, a little bit of comfort, because then it shows that my data actually wasn't wrong. Because for the last 2 weeks, I've been poring over the numbers. There's no way that this precinct went that way, and there's no way that this went that way. And then you look at it, you say, oh my goodness, that's why. You have this man that testifies, and he said, 675 people in line, and only a handful actually end up voting. 675, 525 of them were disenfranchised. Just in 1 hour, one polling center, one voting center. I want to go to another piece of tape here. We have so many pieces of tape of this meeting, and we are learning more and more and more of what's happening in Maricopa County. It's extraordinary. It takes your breath away. Let's go to this one, play cut 25.
I was a marshal at this last election, but prior to even having November 8th, when I went to training, as we were practicing on the tabulators, they didn't even work on that day. I know what I'm saying is probably just going to be dropped into bin number 3 as I'm dropping the report This election report is going right into bid number three. You know, because the thing of it is, we are living in perilous times. This is a battle of good and evil. You can sit as lords over us. And I hope that anybody that's running for a position in politics would get it through their heads that when they're elected, they're not gods over us. And there will come a day when you will sit before a higher judge. You will sit before a higher judge, and you will be held accountable for your role in what's been going on, for the deception and mocking God.
You know, earlier I said that what the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors did was immoral, and I even said evil. The principles of fair play, something we teach our children. Don't steal. Play within the guardrails. Honor the person that you are competing against. You have to have the correct rules. This idea of fair play is instrumental to anywhere a competition is taking place. Fair play in sports, fair play in business, fair play in elections. Now, in this circumstance, the referee of who was supposed to be enforcing fair play, one of the referees was Katie Hobbs, Secretary of State of Arizona, who was also running for the governorship. The other referees to enforce fair play was Stephen Richer and Bill Gates. Bill Gates, who said the only way for the Republican Party to find itself is total and complete humiliation of the Republican Party. That's his stated position. So for the last couple weeks, I've been poring over the numbers. I say, how on earth did we get the projections that wrong? How did we get, or we were off base? And in reality, we didn't. What ended up not happening is 40 to 50 to 60 to 70 to maybe 100,000 people, based on the testimony today in Maricopa County, never voted. They were turned away. The lines disenfranchised them. And Maricopa County has not given a micron of admission to take responsibility. No, in fact, they blame me. They blame you. And they say, well, why don't you just vote early? It should not be a risk in America to vote on election day. Period. It should not be something where you have to wonder if you'll be able to find a parking space. In the weeks that led up, Stephen Richer was asked by this program and many others, do you have the parking spaces? Do you have the toner issues set right? Cut 29, woman from communist Venezuela. Play cut 29.
This is an honor that I can speak because I come from a communist country and I don't want this to become communist country. My family in Venezuela lost everything and it was Dominion machine somehow. Interesting. First of all, I would like to ask you, Board of Supervisors, please help me understand, how can Katie Hobbs, current Secretary of State, be allowed to run for the election when she never recused herself? Anybody? How is she allowed to run for a governor when she never recused herself as a Secretary of State? Can somebody answer this, please? I'm questioning, why is nobody talking about us over the media?
She came from a communist country. She knows what comes next. Based on testimony at the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, it's very safe to assume that 200 people per voting center were disenfranchised on 11-8. That's a conservative number, by the way. 12 hours of voting, 18 people per hour, easy conservative. Why? Because just one testimony shows us in one hour, 500 people were disenfranchised. 1 hour, one voting center, 1 hour. So we're going to the lowest possible projections. The lowest we could imagine. 200 people per voting center, 223 voting centers, 45,000 votes disenfranchised, 70% of them skew Republican, 70,000 votes. I'm sorry, 70%, if you just take that number, would mean that Carrie Lake would net 17,840 votes, which means Carrie Lake would be up about 700 votes right now. And that's the most conservative estimate that you could pop. That's without any focus on ballot harvesting. That's without any focus of Pima County. That's without any focus on any, or Apache, forget it. No, that's the most conservative argument you can make. And isn't it interesting? The people that have lectured us about the death of democracy and how everyone needs to be able to vote in any way, at any time they want, they're the ones that are so comfortable with people being deliberately disenfranchised. Maybe it wasn't about voting and democracy all along. Maybe it was just about having political power. And not to mention Abe Hamadeh. Abe Hamadeh's margin could be made up in just that one guy's testimony. One voting center could have made Abe Hamadeh's margin up. One. The Democrats and the left have never believed in fair play. If you want to know what the left's real plan is for your kids, just look at how they react to the wonderful company of Patriot Mobile. I use Patriot Mobile and you should too. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. This is because they take a portion of your bill and fund conservative causes and candidates who believe in sanctity of life, freedom of speech, the Second Amendment, and they're winning. Patriot Mobile is amazing. They have affordable plans for you, your family, even your business. They offer the same nationwide coverage as the major carriers because they use multiple major networks. Plus, you're supporting conservative values with every call. Go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code CHARLIE. Special discounts are also available for veterans and first responders. That's patriotmobile.com/Charlie. Join our movement, make the switch today, and make a difference tomorrow. patriotmobile.com/Charlie. That is patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. patriotmobile.com/Charlie. Preborn.org, great organization, and Dan Steiner, who runs it, joins us right now. Dan, welcome to the program.
Hey, Charlie, good to see you again. Thank you for having us on.
Yeah, of course. Love the organization. Walk our audience through Preborn and the important work you guys do.
Yeah, so this is why it's exciting to be on the Charlie Kirk Show today, because you have spent countless hours championing the cause of these little babies across America on your programming and in the general electorate for people to act on their pro-life beliefs. And that is what Preborn does. And particularly in partnership with your show here, we are the competition to Planned Parenthood. On an hour-by-hour basis, we're marketing on the internet, reaching young women who are searching for abortion. And our ads are competing directly with Planned Parenthood. We get them on the get them to click on our ads, get them to our national call center, route them to one of our clinics nearest them, show them their baby on ultrasound, refuting the ridiculous argument that, you know, there's no heartbeat, as Stacey Abrams said. That's it's a fabrication, right? She lost on that, by the way. Mm-hmm. Show when they see that heartbeat, they know. It's like a smile. If somebody smiles at you in Uzbekistan, it typically means they're happy, as same as they smile at you at the United States. And if you hear a baby's heartbeat, it's not a blob of tissue, it's a life.
Yes.
So that's what we have listeners partnering with Preborn to do across the United States. And I got to tell you, Charlie, so far this year, 43,000 women, 43,000 have chosen life for their babies in Preborn clinics. So that's
wow.
Kind of a...
Say that number again? Sorry, say that number again?
43,000.
43,000. That is so amazing. So just walk us through the actual mechanics of how you do this. So do you have... clinics across the country? Do you support pregnancy crisis centers? Do you guys have mobile clinics or ultrasound machines that are mobile? Walk us through that.
Yeah, it's kind of all of the above. Sounds like you're fairly familiar there, Charlie. I wish I knew. So we are a tech company, a tech ministry. We're a ministry, not a company, that has a sophisticated tech stack that reaches women on the internet. And then we have a call center that they talk to one of our call agents and a nurse. And then we find out where they're at by their cell phone destination. And we find out the clinic closest to them. They go into that clinic. They make an appointment to go into the clinic. And there they're connected with someone who helps isolate what are the pressures that is wanting that woman to choose abortion. 48% of the time, Charlie, the mother of the pregnant girl is wanting to abort the grandbaby. Oh. Another 42% of the time, it's the the husband or boyfriend or whatever he is pushing her because he doesn't want to be responsible for the kid that he's already conceived.
Yes.
His girlfriend. And so our clinics are there in the highest abortion cities, Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, Houston, Dallas, Miami, all the whole state of Florida, Washington, D.C., with alternatives, loving compassion, you know, maternity clothes, cribs, car seats, baby clothes, baby food. What do they need so that they can choose life? You know, there's a lot of talk about abortion and about pro-life. We're the feet of it. We're the hands and feet of it.
It's so extraordinary. So in some ways, it's the anti-Planned Parenthood. And so one of the things I want to walk through with in the next segment is how do you navigate Google and some of these SEO sites that don't allow you to place your advertisements? That's a big issue right now, isn't it?
Yeah, censorship. They're not for free speech by any means. And, mm-hmm. you know, hats off to Musk and others that are trying to remediate that. But it's an ongoing struggle for us for sure.
So how do you navigate that, though? Are you able to run ads on us? Because there's been this whole controversy with other pro-life groups that haven't been able to run SEO-targeted advertisement.
Yeah, SEO is not our preferred way to do it. We do some SEO. We have a number of different tech stack platforms that we market on. We're not Google dependent.
That's the good news.
Yeah, our center in Nevada had in August 1,100 women actually come in for appointments, and not one of them was secured by pay-per-click through Google. And so they can try to censor us, but they can't. We're much more sophisticated than that. And not to mention that they're trying to, don't get me wrong. It's a weekly basis where we're trying to tweak our marketing around their algorithms that are specifically and still skewed against conservative and yes. pro-life issues. So it's reality. I'm not denying that.
So everybody go to charliekirk.com. There's a banner right there to support preborn. Make a gift before the end of the year to support saving lives. So important. That is preborn.org. They are the anti-Planned Parenthood. You guys can give monthly. You could donate now. Also go to charliekirk.com just to follow the links. I can imagine that you have seen a surge in interest post the repeal of Roe versus Wade.
Yeah, some of that interest has not been welcome, Charlie, like defacing our and firebombing our clinics. What's really fascinating, I don't know if you knew this, Charlie, is within hours of the House being secured by the Republicans, the FBI said that they would pursue prosecution of the people that firebombed our clinic in Buffalo that they had been sitting on for months. What a coincidence. Anyway.
Has anyone been arrested for that, by the way? No.
They arrested a James Roe operative at our Miami banquet who disrupted our Miami banquet, and they're still sitting on that one. So they know who these people are, but for that to be released pre-midterm closing.
So the terror campaign against pro-life clinics, just no one cares.
Yeah, I mean, these are people that are loving women into wise choices, giving them maternity clothes and ultrasounds, and they're threatening their lives. And yeah, it's crazy. But what we are seeing is a whole change in the advent of the fall of Roe versus Wade. Of one is that it has created an entire abortion trafficking industry where Gavin Newsom and other liberal state leaders are soliciting abortion red states, abortion pro-life states to get women to come to their states and pay for their way and promote abortion further in these states that are not even under their governorship. And then we're also seeing a tremendous spike in chemical abortion, which is the plan that they have had on the table long before Roe versus Wade fell to pull the trigger on, if it did fall. And of course it did in June 24th of this year. And so now it's created an entire chemical abortion juggernaut that currently 54% of every abortion in America today is a woman's bathroom. And that has tremendous consequences, Charlie, on these young women. These people don't care about women. We're here offering compassionate solutions so they can choose life for their babies, enabling them to choose life. The deep state death, merchants of death for a dollar, you know, Planned Parenthood and the like are having women abort babies. Well, let's take two scenarios. Scenario number one, a woman takes an abortion pill and it works. This happened 4 weeks ago in Miami. A woman took an abortion pill. She had.
And that's a progesterone blocker usually, right? Is that different than Plan B? Just to make sure I understand the.
Yeah, there's three concoctions. There's Ella, there's Plan B, and then there's RU46. In this case, she took RU46, which is a two-pill concoction of death. One kills the baby. The other makes the mother contract and deliver the baby, which she did. And so here she's got the baby in hand on her bathroom floor. And so she wraps it in a washcloth and brings it in her clinic. What are you going to do with it? How are you going to dispose of the body to be macabre about it? But it's the reality that the abortion industry is bringing to the women of America's homes. It's horrible. And the other thing is, what if a woman is not quite sure about her gestational age, and so she gets an abortion pill, but she's too far along for the pill to be efficient, and she births a live baby, which we've had happen, that she wanted to kill. I mean, it's just craziness going on. So while we welcome Roe versus Wade, and it's a wonderful thing that probably will mean 200,000 to 250,000 less abortions in America.
That's beautiful.
On an annualized basis. It's awesome. But there's still some tremendous complications, and everything's changed. Everything's went digital. And so this is why it's so great to be on your show, Charlie, and ask people to support. You know, for $28, they can support an ultrasound. 140 alums, we'll buy four altars. We give all of it away. We don't keep any of it, you know?
It's so important. And you guys can check it out at preborn.org. I want to play cut 31. Senator Warren says, you guys shouldn't exist. We should use the force of government to shut you down. Play cut 31.
In Massachusetts right now, those crisis pregnancy centers that are there to fool people who are looking for pregnancy termination help outnumber true abortion clinics by 3-1. We need to shut them down here in Massachusetts, and we need to shut them down all around the country. You should not be able to torture a pregnant person like that.
She's accusing you of something that is punishable by death, torture. If you torture a human being, you could have the death penalty. In certain states. Are you guys torturing people? Is that right?
Boy, that's a malicious falsity. That's not true at all. By just quite the opposite. We're lovingly, compassionately hearing them. What are the pressures they're facing that we can alleviate for them? Giving them referrals and doing it all for free. And the abortion industry does it all. The torture is giving birth to a baby on your bathroom floor through a bloody ordeal of chemical abortion. That's torture. So it's just false accusation. But what you point out here, Charlie, which her legislation was mirrored by an executive order, as you may be aware, from Biden, to do the same thing, you know, to penalize pregnancy clinics from existing. If you don't believe abortion is healthcare, you're putting forth disinformation, abortion disinformation. Abortion is not health care. It's killing children. It's a desperate move by women, almost every case. But it's been an attack by Congress, as well as the Biden administration, as well as local municipalities like Los Angeles has put up a $10,000 fine for pregnancy clinics that market disinformation in the city of Los Angeles. And so it's a very hostile environment for us these days that was just unprecedented. But the Lord didn't call us to this for ease, but you know, we're born for battle here, and so we're good with it.
Yeah, misinformation defined by them. And you know, I speak at a lot of pregnancy crisis centers, and I know that's not the right term. It might be, but if someone objects to that, let's just say what's the right to help me out here, Dan?
Pregnancy medical system.
There you
clinic.
Go. Yeah, because for whatever reason, there's this movement to get rid of the word crisis, and that's fine. I mean, I'm not the expert there, but these are the sweetest people that you'll ever come across. They're paid nothing. I mean, they, like nothing, and they dedicate their whole life. And by the way, they're mostly staffed by women, and it's these are incredible, uniquely American projects that, quite honestly, I don't think enough people know about. You know, I asked just some of our Turning Point students, I said, how many of you guys know about pregnancy crisis centers? Out of 15, about two people had ever heard of it. They don't even know the concept. And these are conservatives. You know, I was just with a bunch of Turning Point donors, and they're like, isn't that the one where, you know, people can just kind of get an ultrasound? It's like they have no idea. And you guys are helping fix that, though, at preborn, right? You're connecting one-to-one, and you guys can check that out at charliekirk.com, because there is this robust, uniquely American, largely Christian-driven, but not always, but largely Christian-driven infrastructure to actually not just be pro-life, but live pro-life. Your thoughts, Dan?
Yeah, it's really true. We're the best kept secret on the block.
Totally.
There's 2,800 of these, Charlie.
It's amazing.
A lot of them for you to speak at, and you'd be the guy to do it. But the Gen Z, you know, millennials are largely unaware. And they're the generation upon whom the hammer has fallen the hardest.
Yes.
Which is a sad commentary of the whole thing. But everything's done for free. Everything's these centers are little, you know, our centers are little nonprofits that operate under $500,000 typically, largely volunteer staff.
Yes.
The director is underpaid, and, you know, she's a one-man band. And yet they're doing it out of missionality, out of love for these women, love for these babies, offering them free alternatives and ultrasounds. Preborn has placed, 60 ultrasound machines in pregnancy centers this year for free. We just give them the machine. There's probably people that could sponsor a machine. There's $15,000 we can put an ultrasound machine in a pregnancy clinic. And we've got a waiting list of centers that want them. Because this is the deal, Charlie. If a woman wants an abortion and she sees her baby and hears that heartbeat, that's the biggest thing, that heartbeat. Preborn centers are the ones that...
Go ahead. Finish the thought. Sorry.
We're the ones that put the heartbeat out. 80% of the time she chooses life.
So
it's
a
game changer.
I was recently at the University of Texas, Austin, doing my thing where I talk to kids for a couple hours. And one of the young ladies came up. They all want to talk about abortion. They're extremely, you know, they're believers in bodily autonomy and all that, and that's fine. But, you know, very cruel, I think, in their actual posture towards life. So they started to tell me that it's actually not a heartbeat, that it is a game that the ultrasound plays, that it's not a heartbeat. You've heard Stacey Abrams say this. This is now something I'm hearing front lines from students. Where does this come from, and what is the truth?
Well, anatomically, what's really fascinating is that medically, the first organ that God forms in a human being is the heart, and that's formed at 21 days. And so 6 weeks is well formed by that point in time. And it, you know, at the age where most babies are aborted, Charlie, which is 10 to 12 weeks, far, you know, double the 6 weeks time, that baby has, you know, the start of fingers and toes and the whole bit. It's, you know, undeniably human from its DNA to the heartbeat and all of it. Where does this come from? It's the sad reality that you and I face, and why I'm thankful for guys like you, that our voice, the voice of conservatism, is not nearly as robustly heard and accepted in our culture as the lies of the deep state, that, you know, babies don't have they have a heartbeat. Any OBGYN can tell you that's the fact of the matter. So
everyone check out charliekirk.com and click on the preborn banner and make a year-end gift. They do such a great job. I'm a big fan. And your gift saves double the lives. Every gift you give to preborn is doubled through December 31st. Dan, thank you so much.
Pleasure, Charlie. Thanks.
Excellent.
Keep it up.
Thank you. And it is the anti-Planned Parenthood. Rents are soaring at unprecedented highs. If you're renting or have a friend or family member that is, now is a great time to make the move to homeownership. Look, you got to own. Renting, that's great reset stuff. Andrew Del Rey and Todd Avakian at Sierra Pacific Mortgage have helped so many people make that leap from renting to owning. with lots of programs that offer first-time buyers assistance with little to no down payment needed. I encourage you right now to visit My Buddies, their website. They're great guys. They're Christians. They're conservatives. They love the Lord. AndrewandTodd.com right now. The thing I love about these guys is it's not about the transaction. They're helping you create a plan to help you reach your goals. Give them a call or go to their website, AndrewandTodd.com. With today's still historically low interest rates, it's easier than you think to become a homeowner. I've relied on them, and producer Andrew has as well. I highly recommend you take action now. And if you know someone paying rent, tell them about Andrew and Todd. Go to AndrewandTodd.com and tell them the Charlie Kirk Show sent you. The World Cup is underway. I am cheering for America. It's not a huge surprise. I actually like this American team. They play really hard. They're young. They stood during the national anthem. So they're already off to a good start. This clip will just fire you up. So the United States is going to play Iran tomorrow. And people get very upset when you call it Iran. And America should win this game. Iran is not a, they're not good at sports. They're not. And there's a lot of reasons for that, just from the government and from how closed of a country they are and whatever. They are good at some sports. They're actually very good at wrestling. They're very good at wrestling. It's not a well-known fact. Anyway, I have to say, some of the most amazing people on the planet are Persians and people that came from Iran. They're just awesome. The government of Iran, awful. Iran. You'll understand why I'm saying this in just a second. Okay, so our player, United States player, is getting... Who is asking these questions, by the way? Oh, that's right. A journalist. These are the implications, by the way, of BLM, Tony Blinken, Joe Biden. If you end up hating your country so much, who's to say your enemies won't use that against you? Play cut 33.
First of all, you say you support the Iranian people, but you're pronouncing our country's name wrong. Our country is named Iran, not Iran. And we saw the Black Lives Matter movement over the past few years. Are you okay to be representing the U.S.? Meanwhile, there's so much discrimination happening against black people in America.
You know, there's discrimination everywhere you go. You know, one thing that I've learned, especially from living abroad in the past years and having to fit in different cultures and kind of assimilate into different cultures, is that in the U.S. we're continuing to make progress every single day.
Look, I'm not going to hold it against him. I would have given a different answer. Pretty good answer, but I don't know who this guy is. He handled himself really well. And I don't know who this journalist is. Can we get a name of this journalist? I want to tweet at him. The name of our country is Iran. Okay, Iran. Give me a break. Lecturing us about systemic racism. Meanwhile, you live under the Islamic theocratic dictatorship of Ayatollah Khamenei, continued by Ahmadinejad. One of my favorite clips. He gets lectured by this. One of my favorite clips. Actually, it's not favorite. It's really dark and terrible. But it's favorite to talk about just kind of the human rights just imbalance that exists between the United States and Iran is when Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was asked on 60 Minutes once. Ryan, if you get this clip before the end of the show, you're going to win a trophy when he talks about gay people. So they ask Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, so how do you treat gay people in Iran? And he laughs. He says, we do not have gay people in Iran. That's what you're dealing with. And yet we have to be lectured by some Iranian journalist, Iranian journalist. Tomorrow's World Cup match between United States and Iran is going to be a high stakes affair. I'll tell you what. That's going to be something to watch. Tyler Adams is the player. I got to say, he answered it pretty well. He didn't, you know what? He didn't flake or grovel into a posture of immediate apologizing. I have to say, it's better than I would have expected, to be honest. I would have expected, you know, you're totally right. It's great. It's fine. Look, when you have a young team like America has at the World Cup, you never know what you're going to get. We tied Wales. Iran beat Wales. We tied England, which we were the heavy underdog against England to lose, not tie. So you don't know what you're going to get. But something tells me that tomorrow's match, Iran versus America, is going to be a lot more than soccer. There's going to be geopolitical tensions there. It's going to be really interesting to see. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.